Okay, now if you would do so, that way I will have it in the recording.
Of course. So as I went to go find Mr. Nordahl, the bad news is he was actually moved out this morning for accounting, unbeknownst to myself. So he's in a transportation car in a way, somewhere to some county. So my apologies, but I there's nothing I can do at this point.
Again.
Thank you for that update. Is this Ryan?
This is, yes.
Hi, I appreciate that. Let's see, Judge Dibb, how would you like to proceed?
I'm sorry, what?
Is this a permanent move or is this just a temporary?
From what I heard, which my source is other inmates, I wouldn't say this is a great source, but that's what I've been told is he moved and I checked the screen. He's in a transportation car right now, which makes sense. He's going to some county. I can find out specifically what county he's going to. Just going to give me a minute. I just wanted to call and give you guys the information because he's not here at all, so you'd have it. But once I get out the phone call, I'll go find out specifically where he's going, and I can email Jennifer where he's going to be and then go from there. But again, apologies. I went to go find him, and he's just not there. So we talked about this yesterday. We had it all set up, ready to go.
He's admitted in his pleading the liability and other things. I believe we just ought to postpone this hearing to the next commission meeting. It will only be a brief hearing as to the amount of the fine, and that could be done at the next meeting, which is 2 months away. I don't think there's any difference. That would be my recommendation to the commission.
I see nods from everybody on the commission. That's what we'll do. We'll postpone this hearing until the next hearing. And our apologies to those who are prepared and offend here to witness as witnesses. We apologize to you also.
Mr. Garlock, I just wanted to make a note. You are Mr. Nordahl's case manager, correct?
Yes, I was until this morning. But yes, I was.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you again for the update. I appreciate it. And it sounds like we are going to
just a quick question. If we have witnesses here, would it make any sense to take their testimony today?
What is the difficulty of calling these witnesses back?
Well, I imagine our witness had to take time off of work to be here today.
Witness the victim?
Yes.
I believe that he ought to have an opportunity to cross-examine questions of this person. If we're going to give a full hearing, probably ought to. I regret that to the witness, but this is something that was not anticipated, and I think he ought to be heard.
I went after the insurance commission this morning. Maybe we can go after the prisons, ask them to pay for this, but that probably won't go very far. Our apologies to the people who have been here and prepared as witnesses and for the attorneys that are here. We'll postpone it, though. Agreed.
Mr. Garlock, would you please get back in touch with Jen Korb and let her know what facility and where Mr. Nordahl can be reached for future reference?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Garlock.
Anytime. Sorry about this again.
Well,
I think that's it. I'll call for a motion to adjourn, but we do need to sign a number of documents, so if the commissioners would stay at this table. So is there a motion to move to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.